Dredd and Rogelski here. It is time for the Mendocino Coast Health Report. Since it is Tuesday, we'll be speaking with Adventist Health Mendocino Coast, and on the phone with us, as always, are the two Williams, William Lee and Dr. William Miller. So good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning to you, too.
Updates. We've got updates.
Hi, it's Will. I'm representing the city of Fort Bragg this morning on this report. Just a reminder to the residents in the city limits of Fort Bragg that we do have a tenant-based rental assistance available for any renters that are behind on their rent. There's a link on the front page of the city's website to fill out a pre-application interest form. It's in English and in Spanish, and funding is first come, first serve. Last week we had a desk set up outside, and I believe that we've had about 50 families apply. So I believe that there's still money's available. So I recommend that people go down to City Hall or go online and fill out the pre-application and turn it into City Hall as soon as possible. $500,000 is available to pay local landlords for tenants that are behind on their rent. Again, they have to be within the city limits of Fort Bragg to qualify. The city council did get that grant back in May. We applied for it, so we're thrilled that we're able to offer that assistance. If residents didn't get an alert yesterday about the rolling blackouts from PG&E, they really need to sign up in case of the public safety power shutoff events. So that's your first step for preparing for the PSPS, so right on the PG&E website. Reminding folks in Fort Bragg that we have voluntary water conservation measures. As we mentioned at city council meeting last week, that doesn't mean less showers for you or less hand washing. We still need you to wash your hands for 20 seconds or more at a time. And then finally, the Mask Up Mendocino, in cooperation with the police department of Fort Bragg, set up a pop-up coastal trail spot to hand out and educate visitors and locals about mask wearing in town. So that was a successful event where we handed out a few masks. I will now turn it over to our medical chief of staff, Dr. William Miller, here at Adventist Health Mendocino Coast.
Well, thank you, Mayor. So I have some cautiously optimistic news to report. I believe that we have quelled and squelched the outbreak of COVID at Sherwood Oaks. And when I say cautiously optimistic, we still have a few test results that are pending. However, it's been 11 days now since any of the residents turned positive. And so yesterday we sent the last resident back to to Sherwood Oaks, who's been here on our COVID ward. And that, I think, really turned out to be a great thing for us. That once again, it was a wonderful cooperative opportunity for healthcare providers, the hospital, Sherwood Oaks, the county health department. Remember that we all came together about 3 weeks ago and decided that the best way to really put an end to that outbreak that was continuing in Sherwood Oaks, which began on July 3rd, was to just start moving every resident that turned positive over to the hospital. And as you know, we opened up a ward here just for that. The nurses, housekeepers, respiratory therapy, pharmacy, everybody just was really phenomenal. And I think that it really is quite a testimony to the loving care that all of our staff provided those residents who came over, to say that not a single one of those residents died here. Every resident that came over, even many of them were elderly and frail and had lung disease to begin with, and every single one of them did phenomenally well. Nobody had to be intubated. We didn't have any of that, but some of them did get quite sick. Some of them did definitely get sick, but they all recovered. All of the ones that were over here And I think there was a total of 15 total over the 3 weeks or so. 24 total residents being infected and 8 staff in this outbreak. But hopefully this is it. So I know that Sherwood Oaks is testing residents again today and yesterday, and we'll get those results in the next 5 to 7 days. And if those are all negative as well, then they get to declare themselves COVID-free. So quite an exciting moment for us.
Doctor, is there anyone in the COVID, I guess I'll call it, ward in the hospital right now?
No, it's completely empty. We've sent, like I said, yesterday the last resident went back. And during the 3 weeks or so that we had it open, of the 15, 14 were from Sherwood Oaks, and one was a community member.
All right. Well, a very concise report. Anything else either of you gentlemen would like to say?
Yeah, hi. This is Will. I just want to take a second to commend Dr. Miller and the medical team in Adventist Health Hospital in their clinical decision-making to take those patients from Sherwood Oaks into our COVID ward. We know that lives were saved in this intervention, and I believe it's a model that might be followed in other counties for the interventions that were undertaken here at this hospital. So to have this optimistic report that the patients went back to where they live at Sherwood Oaks, their families will be able to enjoy living with their relatives after they can go and visit after this COVID pandemic is passed. And so I just want to commend Dr. Miller for his leadership and Adventist Health in collaborating with Sherwood Oaks and Mendocino Coast clinics on the coast.
Gentlemen, thank you very much for the update. And as usual, if something comes up and you wish another day, you may have it. Rigelski here from the coast.